Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
Hallelujah. Our scripture today, I'm Harold Herring, by the way.
Okay.
And that's my fine wife, Beth.
There you go. Our do not fear scripture of the day is Isaiah 35:4. Isaiah 35:4, and it says, "Say to those who with fearful hearts, be strong and do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance. With divine retribution, he will come to save you."
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Kind of goes along with one of the scriptures you read me this morning.
Yes, indeed. Hey.
On today's call, our teaching is God is not weak, or if you prefer, we could call it the showdown at Mount Carmel.
All right.
One of my favorite Bible heroes is Elijah. Always loved the story of Elijah and the 450 prophets of Baal. I remember my mother reading it to me as a boy. I think the reason I liked the story so much was the good guys won, the bad guys lost.
There you go.
As a child, I could imagine it all in my mind's eye. As you recall, King Ahab, followed by his wife Jezebel and evil, they led the people of Israel to worship Baal and Asherah. Elijah, the prophet, showed up in town, much to the king and queen's regret. And he challenged the prophets to a showdown at Mount Carmel, where Elijah and the prophets of Baal were going to have a barbecue cook-off with some pretty high stakes.
Here you go.
1 Kings 18:20 and 21. 1 Kings 18:20 and 21. So Ahab summoned all the people of Israel and the prophets to Mount Carmel. Then Elijah stood in front of them and said, "How much longer will you waver, hobbling between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, then follow him." But the people were completely silent. Elijah even gave the prophets of Baal the choice of sacrificial bulls. He didn't let them go first. 1 Kings 18:22-24. 1 Kings 18:22-24, New Living Translation. Then Elisha said to them, "I am the only prophet of the Lord who's left, but Baal has 450 prophets. Now bring two bulls. The prophets of Baal may choose which one they wish to cut into pieces and lay on the wood of the altar before setting fire to it. I will prepare the other bull and lay it on the wood of the altar, but not set fire to it. Then call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord." The name of the Lord.
Amen.
The God who answers by setting fire to the wood is the true God. Hallelujah. Is the true God. I love that.
I love it too.
And all the people agreed. Seems like a pretty straightforward challenge. You know, the kind that you might find on the newest rendition of a TV show, Survivors. One time they had heroes and villains. The prophets of Baal did their best to get Baal to live up to his end of the bargain, but to no avail. 1 Kings 18:26. So they prepared one of the bulls and placed it on the altar. Then they called on the name of Baal from morning until noontime, shouting, "Oh, Baal, answer us." But there was no reply of any kind. Then they danced, hobbling around the altar they had made. Now, we love this next part of the story.
That's it. In 1 Kings 18:27, we need to do these more often. The Message Bible says, "By noon, Elijah had started making fun of them, taunting, 'Call a little louder. He is God after all. Maybe he's off meditating somewhere or another. Or maybe he's gotten involved in a project. Or maybe he's on vacation. You don't suppose he overslept, do you? And needs to be wakened up.'" You know, in his comments, not only is Elijah having fun, but he's also pointing out that Baal wasn't a real God, or else he didn't care about the prayers of his people. But you know the rest of the story if you've ever read it. It is great. It needs to be read occasionally, for sure. Prophets of Baal failed, and God showed up and showed off his mighty power. The prophets of Baal were slain by the sword, all 450 of them. You know, when people need a sign, a miracle, the direct intervention of God in their daily lives, he isn't late. Sometimes we think he's late, but we find out later he's always on time, and he definitely is not weak.
So true.
God manifested his power even through his children, even though his children, truthfully, have been foolish and drifted into idol worship. Without question, he showed himself strong on behalf of his power to be their God. And of course, once they saw his power again, they were convinced. In reading the scriptures, how many times did God deliver the children of Israel from adversity? Before they questioned or rejected his assistance and direction again and again. God will show himself strong on our behalf if we only trust him and put complete trust in him. God is not a man that he should lie. In Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? God is not like man, that he is weak. This powerful point is also found in Numbers 11. The Israelites had grown weary of manna and complained to Moses to find the meat. Their complaint made God very angry with them. And in Numbers 11:1, it says, and when the people complained to displease the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt upon them and consumed them with their from in the uttermost parts of the camp. Although their attitude truly displeased the Lord, he told Moses to tell them all the very next day that he would provide meat for not a day, but for a whole month. And then in Numbers 11:19-20 in the Message Bible, it says, but it won't be for just a day or two, or for 5 or 10 or even 20. You will eat it for a whole month, until you gag and are sick of it. For you have rejected the Lord who is here among you, and you have whined to him saying, why did we ever leave Egypt? Wow, I can only imagine the way the Lord felt. Now this miracle promise was so amazing that even Moses, who was the most humble man, it says in the word, the most humble man on earth at the time, he had a hard time believing it. For he says to the Lord in Numbers 11:21, there are 600,000 men alone, and yet you promised them meat for a whole month. If we butchered all our flocks, it wouldn't be enough. We would have to catch every fish in the ocean to fulfill your promise. But verse 23 in the Living Bible gives us God's overwhelming response to Moses' doubt. Think on this Monday.
You love this.
I know. Think on this Monday morning. Then the Lord said to Moses, when did I become weak? Wow. You know, precious child of God out there, listen, God is not in heaven wringing his hands over any situation you are facing right now. He is not weak. He will show himself mighty on your behalf. Listen to me now. Just trust him.
Absolutely.
Just trust him.
And if you're behind on your bills or your checking accounts past empty, God's not weak. If you're facing foreclosure or eviction, God's not weak. If you need a job or a better job, God's not weak. If your children are being rebellious and your spouse is unfaithful, remember, God is not weak. Romans 4:20, Classic Amplified. No unbelief or distrust made him waver. Doubtingly questioned concerning the promise of God. But he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God. Not only is God not weak, he will show himself strong on your behalf. Psalm 68:28, New American Standard Version, says, your God has commanded your strength, show yourself strong. O God, who acted on our behalf. That's why you can walk in the same confidence as Elijah, knowing that God is on your side in every battle you face. The odds against you don't matter. The strength of the opposition, no consequence. The seeming impossibility of your deliverance doesn't move him. No matter how dire the circumstance, you will win because the great God Jehovah is on your side. And his desire is expressed in Romans 8, 31 and 32. 8, 31 and 32 is to bless and protect you. The scripture says, then what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah.
He
did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
Wow.
Whatever situation, circumstance, or problem you're facing today, speak God's word and know that he will always show himself mighty on your behalf.
And also praise his holy name. You know, that scripture that you just read said, with praise and thanksgiving, he gained strength. Abraham gained strength that God would pull through and make the promise good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
God is not weak.
No, he's not. And he's not a man that he should lie.
Amen.
He's always right there with you every moment of every day.
And he will never leave you nor forsake you.
Thank you, Jesus.
The circumstances may drag you, want to drag you down. They may want to make it look like you're swirling. But I can tell you this, if things go south, your spirit can't go south with them.
That's it.
You got to rise up in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And go, I will not let the enemy, by any means.
What a great message for Monday morning.
Yes, it is. We're going to supercharge your Monday and the days of this week.
Hallelujah.
We're just getting started. Watch out. Watch out.
I want to say to you,
victory is coming your way.
In a week from today, Labor Day. For 29 years, it'll be the 29th year that we've prayed for people on Labor Day to get a job, a better job, to get raises, bonuses, and promotions. And to have self-employed, to get more customers, more business, whatever the need.
Yes.
We pray for people on Labor Day.
That's right.
And we want to pray for you, but you need to give us the information we need to pray specifically for you. Go to haroldherring.com/Labor Day and just give us the information we need.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.